Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together for the first time in quite a while. I've been away for 4 weeks on leave, and it's great to be able to come together again and open God's Word. And so we're going to be turning through to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and picking up where we left off. But before I read our passage, as always, let's pray. Lord, help us to understand the truth of this passage and to see what you have to say to the church. Help us to be blessed by your word, so that we might grow to know you more and better, and to conduct ourselves in a way that honours you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, picking up at verse 17. But in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you. We live in a very individualistic culture. We suffer from individualism. What I mean by that is our primary thought or our primary way of thinking is me. What do I get out of this? And so we think about my cell phone and the blessing it is to me. We think about my workplace and what I'm going to get out of it. When we think about having children, when we think about workplaces, when we think about pretty much everything, our primary thought is, what is it going to mean for me? And our focus is almost solely, sometimes, directed on ourselves. We are products of our culture. Now, for those of us in the West who suffer with this, it might seem strange to say that because it feels like that's the only way of functioning. But when you go into other cultures, you quickly see that this is not the only way of functioning. So this is one of the things I noticed in my time in Papua New Guinea for a couple of weeks with my parents who were missionaries there, was the way that the tribes, the communities, really didn't think along these individualistic mindsets whatsoever. So when they thought about work, one of the things that they were primarily thinking about is how this work was going to contribute towards the financial support of their family back in their home tribe. And that was just their default way of thinking. And when I heard that, I found it quite jarring because I was thinking about your own personal provision. But they were thinking about the provision for their family and their people group back up in the Highlands maybe somewhere. And they would work and they would earn and they would send their money back home again. And part of the problem of this individualistic mindset is it begins to taint the way we think about the church. Now, we all know that when the body of Christ, or at least we should know, that when the body of Christ comes together, when we gather together, as Paul calls it here, we do that primarily, first and foremost, for the sake of the worship and praise and the glory of the living God. We come to declare the worth, the worthiness of Jesus, of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But setting that aside, what's the secondary, if you want to use the primary and secondary, what's the secondary reason that we come together? If you were to listen to the words spoken of people coming to church, I wouldn't be surprised if you started to think along an individualistic mindset. That primarily, the church gathers for the praise of God, but secondarily, people come to church so that they can get what they're after. And so you'll commonly hear people say things like, I didn't enjoy the worship very much, or I'm not going to stay for shared lunch because I don't really feel like it today. Or I don't really hang around for the fellowship because I've got other things that I need to do. Or, well, I go to this church because I really like the music that they offer. Or I really like the preaching style of this church. And all of the comments so often are directed towards the individual. The New Testament doesn't have much room for that. When the New Testament thinks about the gathering of believers, yes, the primary focus is Godward, but the secondary focus is the people of God, the community of God's people, the bride of Christ, the church. and the building up of the church. And one of the problems, as we come to the Lord's Supper, one of the chief problems in Corinth was that the people of God were thinking individualistically and they were destroying the body of Christ. And so Paul is going to address that. And as we come to that, it's right and good for us to pause today, just very briefly, and to think about the reality of the nature of the gathering of the body of Christ. And so Paul says, when you gather together, he says, I don't commend you for this. When you gather together, it's not for the better, but for the worse. Why? For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you. You see, the picture that ought to be displayed when the people of God come together is oneness. One people. Not several. I was reminded of this again and as I was flicking through some old sermons that I preached, and I struck upon Colossians 3. We are all one in Christ Jesus. It's no longer Scythian, nor Greek, nor Jew. There's not male or female, slave or free, but there is one in Christ. You see, when the people of God gather together, they are a pictorial display of a loaf of bread. You might think, what on earth are you talking about? Well, when you make a loaf of bread, what do? You take the flour, you take the yeast, you take your different ingredients, and you mix them all together, and you let it rise, and then you put it in the oven, and what comes out? A loaf of bread, right? You don't serve flour, yeast, water, salt, etc. You serve bread. And so too the people of God. When the body of Christ comes together, we don't have Kiwi, American, Samoan, etc. We have the gathering of God's people. What that means is, when you come to church on a Sunday, one of your primary focuses is what is going to build up and maintain the unity of the body of Christ, the oneness of God's people. And so when you think to yourself, well, I didn't like the music very much today, where is your focus? Because maybe 99% of the rest of the people in the church loved it. Setting aside the primary, secondary, what's going to enable this body to flourish together in oneness? What am I going to contribute here today on Sunday in order to build up this body? If I rush off after church instantaneously and don't really talk to anyone, is that going to build up this flock and gather this people together? What about the way I conduct myself as I gossip or as I slander or as I sow division and discord in the people of God? Is that going to create oneness, or is that going to distract and divide the people of God? This was one of the horrendous things that took place in the last few years, watching the body of Christ divided through policy, through decisions, and through the difference of opinion. It's one of the sorrows for many churches, was watching the people of God consume one another rather than build one another up. But when we gather together, Paul says, we ought to gather together for the betterment of God's people, not for the worse of God's people. And it's an interesting challenge for us, isn't it? As we come to church on Sunday, Sunday by Sunday, but then also throughout the week, but especially in the gathering of God's people, what am I doing to contribute to the betterment of this body? And what are we as a people doing to build ourselves up together in the body of Christ? And we're going to look at the way that that plays out in the Lord's Supper over this week. But just ask yourself the question on Sunday, when you're driving to church or walking to church or cycling to church or whatever you do to get there, ask yourself the question, what am I doing to build up this family, What am I doing to contribute to the oneness of the people of God? Because it's a beautiful thing when it's displayed well. Let's pray. Father in heaven, it's good to be back together, and we pray that you would help us indeed to be one people, and that you would help us to function in the bride of Christ in a way that honours this desire of yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me for another day. I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon for another daily devotion. God bless.